Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A school administrator at the center of a firestorm over the racial climate at Boston's most elite exam school is leaving. After leading Boston Latin School for 9 years, the headmaster, Lynn Mooney Tata, will step down once classes end on Friday. It's a decision that's taken the school and city officials by surprise. WBUR's Louise Kennedy reports.
There have been calls for Tata's resignation since soon after students began speaking out against the racial climate at Boston Latin. But she has stayed on with the backing of Boston Superintendent of Schools, Tommy Chang. Her decision to step aside now was not something students, such as Philip Sosu, who graduated last week, expected.
It just came out of left field, sort of, because she's taken steps to repair, you know, what has come out. The BLS racial climate isn't nearly as bad as it was made out to be in the media.
School officials insist no one requested Tata's resignation. Superintendent Chang says he learned of her decision just yesterday.
I have always supported her and her leadership to build a more inclusive environment at this school, but this was a personal decision and I accepted her resignation.
Teachers at the meeting where Lynn Mooney Tata revealed her plans say many people in the room were shocked and in tears. But her decision is welcome news to critics who say school administrators have not done enough to change the culture at Boston Latin, even after learning about students using racial epithets and threatening violence. Among those who have been asking for Tata's resignation is Kevin Peterson, director of the New Democracy Coalition.
I think while the headmaster is well-meaning and competent in many ways, she handled this issue poorly.
The district found the school's response to one threat inadequate and suspended Tata for 2 days in April. The school remains the subject of a federal civil rights investigation. The students who launched the Black at BLS campaign to raise awareness in January say in a statement that they were, quote, just as shocked as the general public to learn of the resignation.
I don't know that Lynn's resignation is going to change anything immediately, but it was a shock and it was a surprise.
City Councilor Andrea Campbell graduated from Latin and worked with students there when the complaints surfaced. She and other Latin alumni plan to meet Saturday to discuss how to improve the racial climate at the school, a concern she says goes far beyond just Boston Latin.
There are issues that have come up at other schools in the district. For me, it's about looking at this in a bigger context. Otherwise, we'll be back in this space again, not with Latin, but with another school.
At the same time, the prestigious exam school that's sending 28 seniors to Harvard in the fall is looking for a new leader. Superintendent Tommy Chang says the next headmaster must be able to address the school's racial climate, but must also be ready to carry the Boston Latin legacy forward. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Louise Kennedy.